New drones flying into homes all across the country on Christmas morning, but the Irish Aviation Authority is reminding people that users of these unmanned devices must obey the rules of the air. We're going to have a quick word with Donal Handley, who's head of corporate affairs at the Irish Aviation Authority. In my innocence, I wasn't aware that these things were so popular, but what are your concerns?
Good morning, Rachel. Well, the first thing I'd probably say is, you know, safety is our business. Safety is our number one priority. And drones, model aircraft, or what we actually call them, we call them RPAS, remotely piloted aircraft systems. Essentially, there's been a significant growth in this area in the last couple of years. And what we're trying to do is communicate to the general public that there are rules of the air that they must abide by. So what you have is, you actually have a drone is an aircraft which is being manned by a pilot on the ground. And we're a little bit concerned that people probably don't realise that they actually have to abide by these rules of the air. Just like if I go out, I have to abide by the rules of the road. So to give you an example, if you're operating your drone from your back garden, you need to be cognizant that you can't actually operate any further than that. You have to, once you're in a built-up area, a populated area, you're in breach of the regulations. You can't operate them in at night time. You can't operate them near an airport or an aerodrome. In a flight path, you have to maintain visual line of sight and so on. So what we're concerned about is that people probably, you know, in their innocence, don't realise that they actually are in breach of the regulations if they operate them in a built-up or a populated area or near an airport. And we're trying to avoid an accident on the ground where, you know, somebody might lose control, it falls from the sky, there's a malfunction, and it causes an accident. And again, we're trying to avoid an accident in the air where it gets ingested by an aircraft engine in the vicinity of an aerodrome. So these are the type of things that, like, you know, we want people to enjoy them, we want them to operate them, but we want them to operate them in a safe and a responsible manner and to obey the rules.
Just briefly, Donal, if you would, if somebody wants to look at these rules, because like I was saying, I gather there may be quite a few of these things in stockings on Christmas morning, where can they see the rules?
Well, what you need to do is go to our website, go to iaa.ie/ORPAS. Read up on it, get familiar with the rules. There's a lot of information there, and you might even want to go a little bit further. You might consider doing some sort of an approved training course in the use of drones and the use of ORPAS, and there's a number of flight training schools out there where you can educate yourself, because we'd strongly encourage people to be responsible, think about it. It's not just a simple toy. It is something that could cause an accident, and with the best will in the world, we're hoping to try and avoid that.
All right, Donal, thank you very much indeed for that. A minute to nine.